ribis. But vi machmas taryazil, but if it's bekochas the tarya, so Rashi says that means shabo gishamim venimtsa roif tfuas bailam. It's because on the market there's a lot of fruits right now. There was a lot of rain this year and there was a good crop. For whose lua pears, therefore the pears are not worth so much. If so, then we don't take away. In other words, not the pshat that the money is worth more right now, but the pshat is just that there's a bigger flow of peiros. That's why you get more peiros. But I quote Purim, when I first gave you the pramaktia, the merchandise, this is the same amount of money that we made up for you to give me, so it's not called giving me back rivers, not giving me back more than you're supposed to. That says, v'im mach mastar yezil lemen akimilei. Fred Gemara v'akor shovach, the coin itself, like Rashi says, and boli atichon v'lasas mem grutoyos yesh yeshem in a rishon of erivis. The coin of the silver that's getting back now, like weighs more. It's a bigger coin. Says so, like you're still getting ribis. So Mar says, Ella rather ki hod rav papa v'rafun abred rav Yeshua. Avdi uvda, they once had a case bezuzi diaga d'mias taya. That ad yud betimna. So in other words, it's like this. It's taka true. That lemaisa, since you're getting back more silver now, that should also be an isaribis. So therefore, the answer is again, like it says, Elo, ki hod the rav pop of rafun of red of Yeshua, av the yud of the did a case, bezuza di agur d'mois, like this coin of agur d'mois, that what? That he should pay like for 10 of the old coins, he should only pay 8 new coins now. So therefore, it's not called like ribis. You're not really giving back more than you took. So that's called ad yud betimna. Out of the 10 old coins, paying back 8 new ones now. Since these 8 new ones are bigger, that comes out the same way, the way it was before. Now the Gemara says, O my Rabba, Hazoira k'matveya shachaveroi liyam hagodol. Somebody takes your matveya and throws it into the yamagodol potter. His potter doesn't have to pay you. My time away. Omar, he says, homolach kamoch. It's in front of you. Go get it. Iboy shakle. If you want, you can take it. V'han and mili. When is it talking about? But slulim, when the water is a little bit, or slulim is a little bit clear, the kochozle could see it. Avala kurim, but if the water is dirty, the loy kachosle, you can't see it loy. Then no, then it's called your mazikit, then you have to pay. Vahanimili diad yaduya. Avashakle biyodei, migzal gozle, and hashova haboy mevet. Then I'll have to do a good hashova. In other words, the throwing was indirect. Vahanimili diad yaduya, like an indirect, he caused it to fall in. But in the case where Imamish picked it up and threw it inside, that's called he made a Maisik Zela. If he made a Maisik Zela, Enechnami, that's the loch then that he has to have a good Hashava. And this will be Mechuyiv to make Hashava. Alright, we'll stop here. Here we're holding that Tzadik Ches Amid Aleph. Again, the Gemara says like this. Alright, last Gemara we have to say over again was Omar Rava, Hazura Kmadebeya Shachadera Liam Hagodl. If somebody takes somebody else's coin and throws it into the Yamagodl, is potter. They will soon see it's only called a Groma. My time away, Omar, because he has the right to say, Homona Kamoch, listen, the coin is in front of you. E boy is a shakli, if you want to go and take it. But behind the mealy, when do we say this? Bitzluvin. We say this when the water is clear, that you could see it, the kachotle, that you could see the coin. Avalakurin, but let's say the water is dirty, the loy kachosle, then you can't see the coin loy. Then we don't say, you can say, that's called you a mazik, you took away his coin. Now also, when was this said? The ad yaduye. In other words, when you really did not take away the coins from the person. Ad yaduye, Rashi says, just means like you hit the person's hand and the coin fell away, that's all, fell off from him. Rashi says, Shohoisa biyad bailim, viko zetachas yod, and you hit him underneath his hand, and venitzaliyam fell into the yam. Hoylut slulum hain, now since the water was clear, the kachoslin, you could see it, omle, you have a right to say to him, homona kamach, here it is, vienu avuda. I, Rashi, ask a question. You have to pay money for someone to go to swim, like to pay the swimmer to get it for you. Rashi says that's only a groma who shagorma lafsidu yaisai schar, groma bin zakampota. That's only called a groma that I caused you to have to pay money to get it, but I didn't do a maisa mazik to you, therefore ampota. But the Gemara says, avu shakle biyode. But let's say you took the coin with your hands and you threw it into the yam, then migza gozli. Then that's called you made a maisa gzela, and therefore the locha then would be is hashava boyle mevid. You have to make a good hashava, then you have to return it good. And this the Gemara says, mosiv rov. Rov asked the question like this. It says the locha is ein mechalalin al moyis shena b'shusay. Maisa sheni, you can't be pointed the peris on money only if you have the money in your rishus. The money has to be around you. How's the case now? So, Ketzad, where is there a case that the money is not called in your rishus? Hoyelo moyes b'kisitra. You had money in this city called Kisitra. Oy b'har ha-melech, or else you had money in the har ha-melech. Oy shenofa kisal yamagodol, or else your money, your wallet, fell into the yamagodol. In such a case, ein mechalolin, you can't be mechalol, you're my sesheni on this money. So you see, since the money fell into the yamagodol, it's not called motzu b'yotch, it's not called by you. So Rashi says, Alma Ovid Choshev, it's called lost. So how come here, Rav says, it's not called lost, it's not called I lost your money, you could say, Haresh Elach Lefonecho. So Gemara says, Oh, my Rabbi, Rabbi Yen says, I'll tell you, Shana Linyan Maisa. By Maisa Sheni, it's much different. There being a Motze Biyotcho. It has to be Motze Biyotcho, found by you.
Yes, again, that's what the Gemara says, that about that Shana Linyan Maisa, there being a Motze Biyotcho, because the Torah says v'tzato hakesef biyodecho,
that you have to have the money biyodecho. So the Maaseh here, this is not called the money biyodecho, but over it's not called. Therefore, before the money is not called, your over is not called. The money is lost, since the Maaseh the owner could see the money and could get the money. Now the Gemara says the Yoma Rabba Rabba says like this: Hasaf mat beyeshachaveiroi poter. If somebody likes destroys the person's coin, he smooths out. Rashi says, like shepiches es atzura, you smooth out the tzura, the form on the coin, so you potter. My time, what's the reason? That's not called you did a damage. Everything is still here, like we'll soon see. You just flattened it down. Even though now the mice of this coin maybe cannot be used, but it's only called a groma. It's not called you a mazik. Now the hanimili, when was this said? The mach yo bekurneso. That you banged it with a hammer. In other words, you just smoothed it down. You didn't take anything away, you just banged it down. Vitarsha. And you smoothed it by banging it down. Rashi says, like, also kevin chaloko loshen tashim. You just smoothed it out. Avul shaifa de shufino. But if you use the file, that you filed it off, in other words, you took away some of the silver, then chasurei, chasurei. That's called you take something away. Like Rashi says, Umamishu, you took away some of the mamish. For loy groma, that's not called a groma anymore. So therefore here you be chayiv from mazik. And Rashi says, time of the rabbi bekula, what's the reason for rabbi by all these cases? Mishum groma v'nezakenu apota. Like all these other cases, it's called a groma, that's why you potter. But over here, lamaita, since you took away something from the thing itself, therefore you chayiv. Mosiv rova. Rova asked a question like this. It says, if somebody hits somebody on his eye, and it makes him blind, you hit him on his ear, you make him deaf. If the master, if the Odin does this to his Eved Kenani, so lachar is that the Eved goes out free. The Rashi says, even though you didn't miss, nothing is missing, like you just made him deaf, but you didn't take anything away from him. But kivon the yosa meister the gufoy, since you did an action to the body, lav groma kachoshev, it's not called a groma. Elamamish, it's called a mamish. Yisav achinam hirosa, kivon the machia bekunasa, since you took your hammer and you smoothed out this coin, even though nothing is missing, but that should be called a meister, it shouldn't be called a groma, it should be called a meister. That's the Gemara Sushel. Just like here you see when you make the person deaf, by hitting him, even though you're not taking anything away, but the ma'isa, you did a damage, it's called the ma'isa of Yadayim. So also, when you take your hammer and you smooth out the coin, it should be called you did a ma'isa mazik to the coin. The same thing, keneged einoi, v'yena roya, you hit him near his eye and now he can't see, or else keneged ozno, you hit him near his ear, near his ear, v'yena shemei, and he cannot hear.
the halacha is ein eved yoytze ben lecheres. In these cases, the eved does not go out free. Just keneged his eye, or else keneged his ear, since they didn't do a maisa to he himself, just hid it next to him, then he doesn't go out free. That's not called yehidim. That's not called like he did it to himself, like we had before. But our kopon of the kashris in the reisha, it says when you hit him in his ear, and the ear becomes deaf, then he does go out free. So you see, it's called a maisa. So Gemarian says, Rabba letaimi, Rabba goes according to his own time over here. The Yomar Rabba, that Rabba says, Chor shor li oviv, if a son hits his father in his ear and makes his father deaf, the locher is nerek, the son is killed because of that. He's chayiv misa. Why? She yefshel acharisha b'lei chabura. It's not possible to make him deaf without causing a chabura, which means the tips of the doma noflos leibunya. You had a cause that some blood fell into the eardrum. That's what made him a deaf. So the Rashi says, Hilka gabi eved nami chsorinu. It's called chsorin. That's why the eved goes out free. But over here, you just take your hammer and you smooth out the coin. You just like pound it down. Everything is still there. You didn't take anything away. That's not called a mazik. Rashi says, "Ukneged oznei potim mishum debochel heavy leila meichesh for avadi gramu." That it near his ear, that you didn't have to think it would happen. That's only called a grama. The Yomar Rabba. Rabba says like this: Hat soirem oizen parose shachaveroi. If somebody goes to the ear of his friend's cow and makes a slit, he makes a cut in the ear of his friend's cow. So locher is potter, again you're potter. My time, what's the reason? Even though now lochur you made a pagam, he made a mum, that this animal now is possible for a korban. So lochur you did a damage, he can't use this animal for a korban anymore. So Gemara says, poro ki de kaima kaima, because the poro is still the same poro, the fact that it has a slit in its ear, if it's not negated to a korban, that means nothing. The Layavid Bulamid, you didn't do anything. And the Kulu Shvarim Lavlagabi Mizbeh Kaimi, because most of the Shvarim is not called for Karbonis. In other words, if this would have been a Korban, true, then you did a Maisa Mazit to it. But since it's not called. What? Sassi Gemara says here, though, that the Lav, that the Kulu Shvarim Lavlagabi Mizbeh Kaimi, that usually a Shor Stam, a normal Shor, is not aimed for the Mizbeh. So it's not aimed for korban, it's not called a hezek, therefore you're potter. It's not called a mazik. Most of Rav asked a question on this. It says, halacha, ho'i se malacha b'meichatis, if somebody does malacha, somebody does work with the meichatis, or else the poros chatis. Again, you have from the poros aduma. You have the meichatis or the poros chatis. The halacha is potter midine yodom, v'chayi b'dine shemayim. In other words, you ruined it. If you do malacha with the mechatas, the poros chatas becomes possible, you cannot use it. So Rashi says it means, the mechatas means shokel kinegde mishkolis, that you weighed something against it. Uporo, v'chol ma'aseh nisolim b'malacha, anything to do with the poros aduma, it becomes possible if you do malacha with it. So somebody did malacha with these things of the poros aduma, so halacha is that you chapot midine yodim v'chayim midine shemayim. So Gemara says, Malachu dulei min kerazeka. You know why you potter? Because you only did work with the para, and it's not nika. If you did the work with the para, we can't say that anything was done to the para. That's why you potter. Avot tsoirim. But let's say you make a slit in the ear. The min kerazeka, that here you could see that now the ear of the para is slit. Hachinami de mechayiv luchuri shivichayiv even within the yodam. So chutz asir in rav. You see, this is the yuk. This is called a hezik. We're into the Amr tell like this. No, who adin the afilut sirim potter? Who adin really? Even if you make a slit in the ear, maybe you'll see a potter. But v'okamashman, this is what I want to teach us over here. The afilu malacha, the leminker hazeka. Even though you do work with the pora aduma, that you can't see it at all in the pora, still chayiv v'dinei shemayim. You should know that lemaisi is still chayiv v'dinei shemayim.
So now, really, the Rashba speaks out over here. That the Gemara before said the reason why tsurim oizen parosi is poto is because lav kol hashvorim is lekorban kaima. Not all the animals are remit for korban, but mashma clearly, if you're working now with a korban, if the behema has kedusha to it and you make it tsurim, you make a psula mum avad you'd be chayiv. So what's our Gemara now saying here?
that Yepoto Lukhur here by the Pora Duman has Kedusha ready. So if it has Kedusha ready, Savadi should be Chayiv, it should be called the Maisa, it should be called the Maisa Masik. So Sakam over here, we say Taki Yepoto. So if the Rashbi says that we're talking about now, Oisa Malocha the Mechatis, that we say Yepoto Bidina Yodam, doesn't mean we already made the Kedusha in the water. Just means you fetch the water now to bring it in order to put the ashes of the paradum inside it, but not that you already gave it kedusha. Because if you already gave it kedusha, then of course you have the gemara svar before. That's called you're doing a maisa. Then maybe you would be chayiv. That's called bidei yodim. Here, that's only called the grama. Is that it doesn't have kedusha to it yet. Now the gemara says, v'yomar rabba. Rabba says like this. Hasoyref shtoroi shachaveroi. If somebody goes and burns up your shtar, you have a shtar chayv. You have a shtar that a shtar that shows that somebody owes you $100. And now Reuven goes and rips up your shtar, burns up your shtar. So pota, Reuven is pota. The Yomalei, because Reuven could say to you, Naira kaloy minoch. All that I did to you is I burnt up your piece of paper. So good, I'll pay you the penny for the paper. But the actual shtar, the fact that this shtar is a proof that Yehuda owes you $1,000, like $1,000 is not in the shtar, I didn't ruin those $1,000. I only caused you a hezek, a grummer, that maybe now you won't be able to collect it. But the actual damage of just ripping up the paper, that's called a grummer, therefore I'm potter. Massive Rami Bar Chomer. So Rami Bar Chomer has a question like this. Hechi Domi, what's the case talking about?